The risk of a cardiac event in a patient at high risk undergoing major non-cardiac surgery is 3%. The risk of death from a CABG is 3.2%. The risk of a stroke is 3 to 6%. The risk of being admitted to a nursing home after a CABG is 10%. And the risk of neurocognitive defects after an on-pump CABG is 95%. The risk of death for non-cardiac surgery after a CABG is 1.5%. So it's really difficult for the total risk, 3.2% for the CABG plus 1.5% for the non-cardiac surgery after the CABG, to be less than the 3% risk of the non-cardiac procedure without the CABG. The patient experiences the total risk of care. That risk includes the risk of the risk stratification, the risk of the treatment for the identified risk, and then the risk of the planned non-cardiac procedure. Total risk is what the patient cares about. The total risk is greater for two operations. But what about PTCA or PCI? Maybe they could be of help.